All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let go of my meat. Father's Day on tap. We got part two. Roberto and his gift-giving guides are always a highlight. We like to do them around any of the big holidays. Part one, we took care of. Now it's time for part two, Father's Day edition. Roberto, music, begin.
We got even more grilling accessories, top things you can get for Father's Day this summer. And you guys tell me, is it a necessity or a luxury?
Okay.
Here's some more.
Begin.
I like this one because I'm very messy when I grill outside, okay?
Shocking.
This is a Good Grips basting pot and brush set. So you can put your marinade in this stainless steel thing. And
that's a luxury.
Because you know what I do?
What are you, 12?
I use that big basting brush, but it's too big to fit in any bowl I have or anything. So it always falls out.
I'll leave this to Rico.
My baster always falls
that
out.
That ain't what you said.
That's not true.
That ain't what you just said.
I think your two sons would disagree.
Let's give it up for artificial insemination.
All right. Come on.
Wow. No.
Roughly 8, maybe 10, 12 inches.
No, I don't. It's a luxury. I don't even know if it's needed.
I gotta be honest too, basting's a big waste of time on the grill.
I normally...
Stuff just burns. Baste your stuff when it comes off.
Yeah, either that or take it off.
Also a fan of the dry rub. The sauces are overrated.
Right, and then just put a little something, wrap it up in foil, put it back on.
That a baby.
But basting...
Yeah, because it makes the grill a mess. Very hard to clean.
Yeah, like that's amateur right there.
It's Roberto. All right, next.
As it falls out.
All right, this is a Cuisinart. Cuisinart stuffed 4-in-1 burger press. Creates consistently sized burgers that can cook more evenly and lets you add creative fillings or make fun sliders.
Okay, first of all, I don't understand the stuffed burger. All right, I'll just put the cheese on top and I'm happy with it.
It's a Minnesota thing.
Yeah, well, Minnesotans are idiots.
I think it's the Juicy Lucy.
And they talk funny. Second of all, I will say, though, the burger press, I've actually thought of. Because it does anger me. I can't get the burgers thin enough and uniform. I have considered getting one of these devices. So I can say necessity, even though I don't own one, because I've thought about it. Maybe I'll buy one during the show.
Nice. Really?
You like thin burgers?
I do. I like sliders. I because they're on the grill less, they stay juicier.
Old school barbecue burger was just...
Right, you like the burgers that look like hockey pucks. You need a fork and a knife to get through those things. That's just not for me. I like the thinner ones because then you can
meatloaf
stack them.
At that point.
Exactly.
Clay Thompson.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. Still emotional.
How would Clay eat his burger?
I don't know. He'd probably have to get it handed to him from Steph because Lord knows he don't move on the court.
Nah.
He don't dribble.
Go ahead, Roberto.
I would consider this a necessity. I don't use this, but my neighbor does, and I think anyone that uses a charcoal is the rapid fire chimney starter.
1,000%.
Yes, for sure.
If you don't have an apparatus to light your charcoal, you're just not doing it right.
It says no need for lighter fluid.
No.
Oh, no.
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 But either, like Rico, you use the little tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
You can use the chimney, right? Which what Roberto's selling you. Here's the other thing you can get. If you use
lump charcoal, the big stuff. I'm talking things that come out of the bag looking like dinosaur bones. All right.
When they you eat sell, your big burgers that look like hockey pucks.
Right. They sell air-based charcoal lighters. It's almost like, it looks like a gun, but it just shoots like 800-degree air.
Yep.
Light those puppies in a couple minutes. Yeah. Yes to anything to get your charcoal to light. Yes.
I need to get that.
Oh, David. Unbelievable.
You know what? I got a charcoal starter if any of you guys
want. Oh, I have a starter.
Kenny, good. I'll just save it for you when you get it because... Yeah, because with the smoker, you got to do the exact opposite. You got to light one
singular briquette
and just let it spread all around. That's it. Because if you light too many at once, it's horrible. Found that out the first time.
Yeah, it sounds like you know that by having done it.
Yeah. The only way you learn how to smoke meats, like pulled pork, brisket, like you have to make bad ones before you make good ones.
Because that's why I bought the starter. I'm like, you know what? What if I just get this thing going right away? Nope. I basically turned the smoker into a grill.
700 degree pulled pork. All right. What else for Father's Day?
This could go either way. This is also a Cuisinart heavyweight pre-seasoned cast iron grill press.
What do you mean a grill press?
So maybe like people that like to press down their burger or keep bacon down.
Well,
or...
the juicer goes bye-bye. What is this thing, like an iron?
No, that's what you actually
want. Looks like an
want.
Anvil.
That's what you want, Mike, for your burgers. So you don't leave it on there, but you just press it down.
But that's if you have a flat top.
Right.
You can't press it down on the grates. What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to say luxury. The whole flat top game is a luxury item.
Maybe griddle that you get for Father's Day.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
That works for that.
David, you going flat top? You going to get one of those Blackstones or whatever?
I'm hoping that I receive that.
I found him one. And
he's
going to
be real disappointed when he gets a 5-pack of Fruit of a Loom.
And look, there was no hint. There was, get this.
Right.
Daddy wants a Blackstone.
Found a great value. I'm like, David, he was like, send me the link.
But the problem with those things is cleaning them. It looks like a complete pain in the ass.
No, here's what you have to do is, first thing, before you even get it, and I told David, before it gets to your house, the cover is already waiting for it at the door. Because if you miss one day and leave that thing uncovered,
you're dead.
It's not
rusted. It's over. Yeah.
It's idealistic, not realistic. I'm saying luxury, Roberto.
How about this? I don't know if you guys ever grill in the evening when it gets dark outside. These are flexible LED barbecue grill lights.
It's ridiculous.
It's a magnetic base.
Oh, my God.
It's a magnetic base, so it sticks right to the side of the grill.
Rico, take the lead.
Yep. Greatest invention ever. Because here's the thing. If you grill at night, or let's say you started grilling, and before you knew it, like, I thought it was going to be done, and now it's dark. You'll burn so much stuff because you can't, because you don't realize how much you eyeball it.
Fascinating.
Because now you're cooking in the dark and your eyes don't see it the same way. Oh, yeah. It's an LED light, so it's blue light, so it looks like sunshine. It's magnetic, and you can adjust it. It's great. Love it.
Okay.
One of the best $25 ever spent.
All right. Next.
How about this? A Cuisinart.
What is this, brought to you by Cuisinart?
Yeah, it's sponsored. I'm hoping they're going to send me some of this stuff. A three-piece pizza grilling set. So you got your stone, you got your cutter, and you got like your flipper thing. What the hell, the paddle?
Flipper thing.
What do they call that? Peel.
Yeah, here's what I would tell you. I don't buy grilling a pizza. You either fire a pizza at 600-800 degrees... or that baby's got to just go into the oven.
You don't think the stone's going to work on a gas grill?
No, because the pizza stone requires you get it hot. Pizza stones are a pain in the ass. Look, I'm just... Hey, I gave you the LED light. You mind letting me take the pizza?
Okay. I forgot.
Bobby Brisket over here.
This is you with the pizza.
I'm just telling. A gas grill's just not going to get hot enough. And again... Your gas grill's got to be behemoth if you're going to get a real pizza stone on there. Grills are long. They're not wide. Unless you own a massive grill or a Big Green Egg or it's one of its competitors, I don't think that's a necessity. You're better off just doing the damn thing in the oven, greasing up a pan, buying a few of those little Lloyd pans for Detroit-style pizzas.
you're better off.
I would say if you're into grilling pizza, you're better off getting that pizza thing that you stick, you put outside. And it's like the tiny oven.
Now, I've seen something, but I can't, it's not a necessity.
And it's a luxury. But I'm saying, if you're into pizza.
I don't buy it because I wouldn't use it enough. But Roberto, have you seen those unis?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
I like those. Yeah.
That's a full-blown pizza oven. Now we're talking about something different.
Yeah, that's
but
cool.
I know what that is. That's the outdoor equivalent of an at-home treadmill. Actually, it's just going to collect dust.
I saw
not going to use it enough.
I saw a guy do wood-fired. He did wood-fired chicken wings in the uni.
Right, that's great.
Fabulous.
Yeah, that's great. If you're not going to buy it, then no, I'm not. Because I figured if anybody's going to make pizza,
right, it's
you.
But then what happens? You can't eat pizza every week. You die. Oh, I forgot. I run around the house nude with a pepperoni in my hands.
And a chef's hat.
Oh, and yelling Mamma Mia
the guy in the pizza
at random
box.
Points during the Celtics game. Chef's hat, no pants.
That's a spicy meatball.
Right. And I actually I rub my underarms with basil.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean, is anything else for Father's Day? Or are we good?
I think that's it. Go get your
Let go of my meat.
Let go of your uni.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.